Welcome to the Ryersonian Weekly Wrap. Thanks for joining us. I'm Steve. It's a beautiful day in Toronto, isn't it, Danny?
Absolutely. We'll start with campus news, and it looks like there's even more insight into Ryerson's failed search for a new president.
The RSU presented their alternative budget in a meeting with the Board of Governors.
Students are hungry for change.
And we have an update on the plane crash in the Alps.
And news from the picket at York University.
Ryerson President Sheldon Levy says a combination of the Ontario wage freeze on executive pay and Ryerson's relatively low presidential salary will cause trouble for the search committee in charge of finding his successor in 2 years. And he also says it's not going to get better. Compared to other presidents, Levy's salary is relatively modest. U of T's president, Merrick Gertler, makes about $398,000 a year. York University's Mahmoud Sakuri makes $478,000 a year. And Western's president, Amit Chakma, makes $924,000 a year. But the freeze is doing more than just stopping presidential salaries from rising. It also prevents any new hire from being paid more than the last person to hold the job. So basically, this maxes out Ryerson's offers at $370,475, which is Levy's salary.
Members of Ryerson's administration have voiced their doubts about Ryerson Student Union's alternative budget. They were invited for the first time to present their budget to the Finance Committee and Board of Governors budgetary voting meeting. Jesse Root, who is Vice President of Education of the RSU and supporter of Freeze the Fees, held signs to show their support. It was a context meeting held in advance of the board's final budget vote. Root presented a few central points from the RSU's alternative budget, including its recommendation to freeze tuition fees, reduce bloated administrative costs, and provide students with better access to funding.
Ryerson students are hungry for change. At least more than 250 of them are. A new petition on change.org is gathering signatures of students demanding changes in their meal plans. Those who live on residence must choose amongst three plans, but most feel the cost of all of them is too high. Students told the Ryersonian that their biggest concern is that any leftover money on plans can't be transferred or refunded.
For over 27 years, Ryerson's graduating fashion students have come together to showcase their talents on the runway and the exhibit through Mass Exodus. This year's show also marked the launch of Max Exodus e-commerce showroom. This means if you saw something you liked on the runway and needed in your closet, you can buy it directly from their website or the Mass Exodus app. The front row was star-studded from the likes of Robin Kay and Stacey McKenzie, the official modeling coach for Mass Exodus. The curator was Jeannie Becker, who narrowed down the collections from 60 to just 17 of her favorites.
In other news, teaching assistants on strike at York University have reached a tentative deal. A spokesperson for QP said in a statement that the agreement will set new standards for the university sector in Ontario. It includes tuition offsetting and a 42% increase in minimum summer funding for graduate assistants. Union members are expected to vote on the deal by today.
There was a major raid today in North York in connection to a human trafficking investigation. Several high-rises were raided in the Jane and Wilson area, and people were seen being led out of the building in handcuffs. Toronto Police's Sex Crimes Unit was going to hold a conference to announce their findings, but rescheduled because they are still investigating.
And there was another raid, this time in the Dixon Roads area. It was part of a homicide investigation in connection to the March 17th shooting of Malcolm Marfo. Six men ranging in age from 18 to 22 were arrested. Police are saying all of them are members of the notorious gang, the Dixon Road Bloods. Police are saying the motivation for the killing is still unclear. Investigations are still ongoing as police are looking to see whether or not the gang is related to any other events.
The family of Canadian teacher Neil Bantleman said they plan to appeal his conviction for sexual assault and child abuse. He was on trial in Indonesia and has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. In an email to the Toronto Star, Bantleman's wife said the verdict was cruel, inhumane, and heartless. She said the trial lacked evidence. His brother Guy also slammed the trial. He said the court rejected testimonies by witnesses and medical test results. Canada's Minister of State told the Star they are aware of today's verdict.
Now, we mentioned earlier that Western's president, Amit Chakma, made almost $1 million last year. But he's giving half of it back. As part of his contract, he's allotted a one-year paid administrative leave, but he didn't take it. The university paid him for the leave anyway, on top of his regular salary for the year. When the news came out in last week's Sunshine List, students began protesting outside of his office. Chakma decided to give back the extra money, and now there's to be an intended review of his salary.
News from Germany on the crash that killed 150 people last week. German police say a tablet, which belonged to co-pilot Andreas Lubitz, contains search history showing Lubitz searched ways to commit suicide in the days before the March 24th crash. Police said the device also contained information on cockpit doors. Meanwhile, workers in France recovered the plane's second black box. Investigators say they hope it will shed some more light on the fatal crash. There's now going to be a social media campaign for the other pilot, Patrick Sonnenheimer. He was locked out of the cockpit as Lubitz took down the plane into the French Alps.
And that's all from us this week. Thanks for joining us for the semester. We are now signing off. I'm Stephen Gellis.
And I'm Danny Gresko.